Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
This is Time Out for Music with me, Kostadin Atanasov. Mario Stanchev, piano, and Lionel Martin, saxophone, released their new music album entitled Jazz Before Jazz. It consists of jazz pieces based on motifs by Louis Moreau Gottschalk. The first official presentation of the album was held on the 3rd of March in the French city of Lyon, one day before the CD appeared on the music market. Let us remind that Mario Stanchev is a Bulgarian musician who has been living for decades in Lyon, France. Lionel Martin partners Mario in various jazz formations. The renowned musicians took part at Stara Zagora Jazz Festival as well. Let us now listen to the piece Manchega, which was included in their latest album. Gottschalk is an American composer who lived and worked in the Romantic period. He was born in the city of New Orleans back in 1829. He left the United States when he was only 13 years old and sailed to Europe to study music there. Although the Paris Conservatory rejected his application on the grounds of his nationality, he attended private lessons held by renowned music pedagogues. Louis Moreau Gottschalk made his music debut in the French capital when he turned 16, and between 1840 and 1850 he held a series of piano concerts in Switzerland, Spain and France. He created mainly pieces for piano for the so-called salon music. Here is what Mario Stanchev told Radio Bulgaria about his first true meeting with Gottschalk's music.
Мой приятел Жан Ноел Ренье се казва, който тук ръководи една асоциация, която кани.
My friend Jean Noël Renier, who is a director of a large concert hall in Lyon, is a real music encyclopedia, says Mr. Stanchev. Some time ago, he told me that some of my pieces reminded him of Gottschalk's music style. I had heard of this author before, but I knew little about him and his music. Jean-Noël gave me some Gottschalk's music and a book with the memoirs of the renowned composer himself. I was grabbed by the interesting music and the unusual biography of an extremely interesting personality. I decided to ask Lionel to play some of Gottschalk's pieces together. Gottschalk used to travel a lot in the Caribbean region, South America. His music consisted of different music influences. For instance, he used elements of Spanish music. He foresaw a lot in jazz music. For example, Gottschalk influenced with his pieces the ragtime, which was the music style that preceded jazz. We mainly focused on Caribbean intonations and rhythms, as well as on his music heritage from his native city of New Orleans, also known as the Cradle of Jazz, says Mario Stanchev. Gottschalk was an extraordinary and very talented man, yet he was involved in some scandals and was forced to leave the United States due to an affair with a local woman. He knew kings and emperors and often played them piano pieces. Meanwhile, he held concerts on incredible places such as the Land of Fire Archipelago. He used to carry his piano on board the ship he traveled with and held concerts to the local Indians. He wrote in his memoirs details about the morals and the customs of these people, just like a real anthropologist, says Mario Stanchev. Let us now listen to the second piece of their new album entitled Cuban Romance. Thank you.
Да, има голям интерес. Даже преди да излезе диска официално, почва да има статии. Ние го работим от 2 години този проект и го свири
вече. People show huge interest towards our new music album, and it was assessed positively even before it was officially released, says Mario Stanchev. We have been working over this program for 2 years, and so far we held several pre-premiere concerts where we presented some of the pieces in our new album. We can't say that it is Gottschalk's music. Our approach rather resembles the jazz standards, tunes written by composers who often have nothing to do with jazz, then interpreted by every jazzman in a different manner. We used some interesting melodies and some of Gottschalk's music forms, yet we interpreted them our own way, using our contemporary sense of music and our music potential. It is not easy to attract people's attention amidst the great variety of CDs and music projects, says Mario Stanchev. However, our project Jazz Before Jazz immediately attracted the interest of the music fans, and we were invited to hold a series of concerts, Mario Stanchev says in conclusion. And finally, let us end Time Out for Music with another piece, entitled Banana Tree.
Thank you. Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.